This is Deepening Our Christianity. I'm Paul Prinz, and I'm glad you're here. Together, we'll deepen our embodiment and understanding of Christianity through essays and reflections. These are published to read or listen to online at paulprinz.net and read aloud for you right here. This essay is titled, A Prayer for the Recently Deceased. This liturgy was written shortly after my father-in-law passed away during the pandemic in fall 2021. At the time, I was a couple of years into translating and writing liturgies for urban monasticism. I have been given an ever-deepening appreciation for liturgical prayers, to approach the page slowly, prayerfully, and full of reflection. At their best, these prepared words invite us to be more fully present in a place we find ourselves, a place others have been and we may again return. Feeling the fullness of life is a lot, and easily keeps us from the awareness a moment might ask of us. So, I took several days between his death and our return for his funeral. I wrote these words to help me feel the reality of his passing and to dwell for a moment on the hope I have in this eternity, this life we live with Jesus, this life without end, in spite of our bodies returning to dust. I waited at the graveside as people returned to the cars and pulled out these words. I read them. I did my best to feel them, to imagine them, to remind myself of the hope we are invited to share in Jesus. A prayer for a recently deceased sibling in Christ. Lord Jesus, we need you now. Our sibling has passed from this life. Their breath has stopped, their days have ended, and their body will return to dust. Memory of them will fade and vanish with time, but you, Lord, never forget us. Await their arrival and prepare their room. Hear their voice when they call your name. Swing open the doors of your kingdom for them. Welcome them, embrace them, and restore them. Let them taste and know your grace and love. Let your grace be enough to rapture their heart. Let your love be the end of their fear. Meet them again with your boundless forgiveness, that their hearts find rest in your presence, and that their every longing will be fulfilled in you. To all who knew them, be tender. Have compassion for those who will never know. Have mercy for those who will grieve and hurt. May we remember them for who they are. May we meet them again, perfected in your love. Just as you have risen from the dead, may we rise with you into your eternal glory. Together we pray with all the saints who have been, who are, and who will be. Amen. Thanks for listening. May these words help you follow the way of Jesus in your life. You can also subscribe to my newsletter on my website, paulprinz.net. I pray it helps you as you continue deepening your embodiment and understanding of Christianity. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face towards you and give you peace.